already knew how I would reach the roof. As to how I would climb from there to the street, well, I wasn't at all sure. I would have no choice but to take my chances in the dark. Even if I did make it down without hurting myself, reaching the street would be only the beginning of my troubles. However much life in Gion was a struggle, life after running away would surely be more of a struggle. The world was simply too cruel. How could I survive? I lay on my futon in anguish for a while, wondering if I really had the strength to do it. But Satsu would be waiting for me. She would know what to do. Quite some time passed before Granny settled down in her room. By then, the maids were snoring loudly. I pretended to turn over on my futon in order to steal a glance at Pumpkin, kneeling on the floor not far away. I couldn't see her face well, but I had the impression she was growing drowsy. Originally, I'd planned to wait until she fell asleep, but I had no idea of the time any longer, and besides, Hatsumomo might come home at any moment. I sat up as quietly as I could, thinking that if anyone noticed me, I would simply go to the toilet and come back again. But no one paid any attention. A robe for me to wear on the following morning lay folded on the floor nearby. I took it in my arms and went straight for the stairwell. Outside Mother's door, I stood listening for a while. She didn't usually snore, so I couldn't judge anything from the silence, except that she wasn't talking on the phone or making any other sort of noise. Actually, her room wasn't completely silent because her little dog, Taku, was wheezing in his sleep. The longer I listened, the more his wheezing sounded like someone saying my name. Chiyo, Chiyo. I wasn't prepared to sneak out of the okya until I'd satisfied myself Mother was asleep, so I decided to slide the door open and have a look. If she was awake, I would simply say I thought someone had called me. Like Granny, Mother slept with her lamp on her table illuminated, so when I opened the door a crack and peered in, I could see the parched bottoms of her feet sticking out of the sheets. Taku lay between her feet with his chest rising and falling, making that wheezy noise that sounded so much like my name. I shut her door again and changed my clothes in the upstairs hallway. The only thing I lacked now was shoes, and I never considered running away without them, which ought to give you some idea how much I'd changed since the summer. If Pumpkin hadn't been kneeling in the front entrance hall, I would have taken a pair of the wooden shoes used for walking along the dirt corridor. Instead, I took the shoes reserved for use in the upstairs toilet. They were of a very poor quality, with a single leather thong across the top to hold them in place on the foot. To make matters worse, they were much too big for me, but I had no other option.